doesn't seem as much of everybody. You know, and even now,
61 to 66
and even now, people are buying matzah. Just they know that for Pesach, Jews eat matzah, and that's the only thing. And they come and buy, and sometimes you may see people eating matzah and bread together. But also, that's the way to start. You know,
but the matzah is all year round.
No, as in the whole world, they start making it from Purim till Pesach, from before Purim till Pesach. No, Rabbi Black is he's American. He's a New Yorker. He's a citizen of the United States, and he's here for 8 years already with his family. Yeah, he is a Stoner Kalanit, and he was sent by the Stoner Rebbe. But also, you can see in this shul there are. No, he's not. There is a professional shochet from Israel. He's especially for shechting animals. That's the only.
How about bris?
About brisim.
The shochet.
No, he doesn't make.
Go ahead.
The same
one. Oh, it's the same business. Now behind us, there are people.
Every year there are people working in school with the kids that they should make brises. You know, they come to school, they know to school, they know nothing about Judaism, nothing about bris, and people, teachers, Israeli teachers, are working with them and with their parents to that they should let them to make bris. And every year there is moil coming from United States, from Israel, different moilim, and they make brisim, and about 30 brisim a time.
You were born here?
Yeah, I was born in Kiev.
Okay, could you tell us first a little bit about what kind of anti-Semitism, if any, exists that you're aware of? And second, is there any difference between before independence and after independence?
Of course, there is a difference. Before independence, before even 7 years ago, before Perestroika, there was nothing. On that last bench, there were sitting agents of KGB. That's true, that's not a story, but they were sitting there and they were watching who and how and why is coming here, because everything was forbidden, and everybody who were in shul, they knew who is from KGB, and then there was nothing, there was no normal davening, there was nothing, and the rabbi was here, he didn't know even, no. These are important things, you understand? But then when Perestroika started, people, Yad Israel, Stoner Hasidim, we started to come to Kiev. And since then, Stoner Rabbi sent Rabbi Blythe to be a chief rabbi here. He came here with a 4-month-old kid. And there was nothing here. There was no kosher food. He had kosher food only that he took with himself. That's the thing. And since then, he built, with help of people and that understood, they built this community. And, you know, everything is, life is gone. Nothing stops here. And there is a department of kashrut that this young man is, he's a head of it. He's taking care of Hashgacha under Rabbi Anko's name, and he makes everything people should get kosher food, and that's all. Oh. This young man, he was born here in Odessa, then he went to Israel, got married, he came here, has 2 kids already, Mazel Tov, I didn't say Mazel Tov, he got a kid a few months ago. How come? Because in the whole Ukraine there must be one shul, that's understood, right? Because they wouldn't raise away their faces. Let's say,
you mean the same thing?
Yeah. To show that there is something.
So my name is Joseph Hazin, and I'm 5 years already here. I'm working for a kashrut department. We started 2 years ago. We started. Department here, and we make a